This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who is dirtier, men or women? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Easy question that was asked on the show recently. So yes, you've heard this before, but some of you have flipped this innocent question.
Oh yeah, you definitely have flipped it.
Can I just do it? I'm going to do it.
What are you going to say?
I'm calling out our general manager.
Oh!
Jason.
We had a meeting. Adult conversation here.
We had a meeting and we said, yeah, guess what's coming up on the show this week? Who's dirtier, men or women? And he was like, oh, it's got to be ladies. I mean, when you get them talking after drinking or whatever. And I went, whoa, we both looked at
him and said, wait, hang on a second. We thought, like, dirty in the house, in the bathroom, in the kitchen.
You're leaving hairs around.
Their cars.
Towels on the floor in the bathroom. And then he's like, oh, I thought you were talking the other dirtier. And I'm like, I guess there's two sides to a
story. There are two sides to that. And so when we talked about it on the show yesterday, so many of you took the angle that we originally thought that the question meant, as in cleanliness when it came to dirt. And then we saw your text messages to the Side of the Limited text line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all got twisted up. Things we can't say on the air. And then we looked at each other and thought, oh my gosh, I think our GM, Jason, was right. Like, maybe we were asking this question wrong. It's supposed to be dirtier. And I stand by, when it comes to things that we say, women are probably dirtier. When it comes to thoughts, it's 100% men. Because men have those thoughts and think about those things 24/7, 365, all the time.
But you say them. You say those dirty words.
You say those dirty things. You know, I talk like a sailor, so way more than my husband does. And he always talks about how crazy it is that I can put these headphones on and have a job that's regulated by the FCC. We have a dump button. And he always asks me, he's like, what happens to you when you get into that radio studio when you're on camera? That you don't say the words you say a lot at the house.
And I'm naughty like, words.
I don't know. Because you can't, and you know that your job's on the line, so that's why it won't happen.
So you're very careful about that, sure.
But Tom Segura, the comedian, he did a whole stand-up of how a woman after one of his shows went up to him and said, you think you're dirty? I'm dirtier than you are. And she went on this whole rant, things I can't say on the radio, of how she has dirtier thoughts than he does. And then Tom Segura turned it into a great stand-up and went down this very dark rabbit hole that basically left the woman's jaw on the floor.
She was blushing.
And she's like, right. Okay, men definitely have the dirtier thoughts. I think ladies, when it comes to things that we say, we are dirtier. Again, like Jason said, when Jason was talking about like, oh my gosh, you hang out with women and they have a couple cocktails and they start saying
things. Look out, yeah. My wife Jess does that same thing all the time.
The thoughts that men have.
I think it's the same thing.
No, if we could peel back your brain and look inside the thoughts of men.
No.
We wouldn't just be blushing.
My wife does that same thing. You know, the old line from Michael Scott on The Office. That's what she said. She'll say that at home sometimes when I say things and I go, oh, you dirty girl, you. And she's like, I learned from you. No, you didn't. This came out of your mouth. She's pretty clever with the things that she says, whether we're at home or out and about with
friends.
So
you think she's dirtier?
I think the ladies like to spit that out because you don't usually like to say exactly what's on your mind. Would you find that little, you know, that little roundabout?
Those little windows of opportunity?
Yeah. You're like, oh, I knew what you're talking
about.
We're
witty.
Here.
We have smart humor.
Witty. That's what, but you're still, it's dirty humor and it's dirty witty. How about that?
So you think we're dirtier?
Yes. We're not talking about cleanliness.
Our thoughts, our language.
Yeah, it's definitely
the dirty
witty.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
The Go dirty ahead. Language.
Go ahead. Text us. You know what? Maybe we should have people text in on this one.
Okay. When it comes to the dirty side because of males and females, in your experience in life,
adult talk.
Who's dirtier?
It's got to be the ladies. Although you
it's
are saying
the men.
The men's.
It's the men. Look how, I know women cheat too, but look how many men cheat. Look how many men have these sex addictions and all that stuff.
Oh,
like you don't
right.
get that typically. Majority are not women.
The men. She's pointing the
it's
fingers at you.
Men.
Pointing the fingers at you guys. What is it? Ladies, go ahead and
men
defend
that,
yourselves
that
from me.
Have, you know, ruined companies and ruined relationships and things because they're thinking with one thing.
I think the ladies do that same thing. It's just
again,
they're a little more secretive.
Some women do.
They're secretive.
Oh, you think that's why?
That's
you just
what
think
it
they
is.
Don't get caught as
like
much.
Like I said, they use the metaphors. It's a little, you know, witty, the cleverness. See,
it's
the
men.
Guys just come out and say it.
It's men.
No, it's women. 414-432-1099. All right, laundry shop, Linda. We're asking once again, although this is the different meaning of the word dirtier. Who's dirtier, men or women?
Oh, women. I could make a sailor blush.
Whoa! Don't do it right here on the air now. Hold on. I'm going to
hold on to the
dump button right here.
Do
you
we have
talk
the
to
dump
Linda.
Button?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you say you could... Okay.
Well, look, and...
You got the naughty mouth.
And both men and women have fantasies and have those thoughts. I just think that they express them differently, and I just feel like women are a little more creative with it. I feel like men are so direct. That's why I lean towards men. Men, I think, are dirtier.
Well, we put some finesse when we talk about it.
Finesse.
Yeah, you got the
boom,
smarts.
Boom, boom.
Like we just come out and say it. Kind of like when we go shopping, we have blinders on. I'm going to get one thing. Ladies, you like to go all over the store. So it's
okay.
The same thing. You like to do a roundabout way of getting your point across, we'll just say.
Linda, without saying what you've said, when did it happen that you know you made someone blush? Where they looked at you and thought, did that just come out of her mouth?
Oh, God.
Wasn't at the laundry shop, was it?
Yeah, it could have been.
Got some softener spilled on the floor. Careful.
I can't. Excuse me.
There you go.
Whoa,
see, right
okay,
there.
Yeah, right there.
Proves it.
All right.
Thanks,
all
Linda.
Right. Thanks, Linda. We've got some text here to the Siding Unlimited text line. 414-432-1099. Here's one that just says one word. Men.
No.
Here's another one. And Lynette in Racine has signed her name.
Oh,
good
boy.
Morning.
Uh-oh.
Speaking for myself, .. I've got a very dirty mind.
Yeah, Lynette.
I think that women have dirtier minds. We just hide it better, LOL.
See, you're good at that. You get little hiding. You
okay.
do that roundabout thing.
Here's another message. Men are filtering and women are freakier.
Hey, who's that?
We don't know who you are when you send us these messages. Okay, I feel like it's leaning more towards women. That it's women, like you were saying, Radar, we're more creative. We can say it in other ways. It's more unsuspecting, perhaps, which is why people lean towards, oh my gosh, the ladies. Men are just more blunt.
And I find that towards the end of the work week, let's say a Friday, you ladies get a little freaky on Friday. Towards
well,
the weekend.
It's called Freaky Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And the work week's over, and now you can sit back and get a little
and
naughty.
And unwind.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.